Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
I attended a high school football game the other night, and both teams were pretty evenly matched. One team was a little bit bigger than the other team was a little bit more finesse, and their wits matched, and they played a pretty even game for most of the game. Well, finally, the larger team had a play where they would run a quarterback draw right up the A-gap, and it worked. They ran it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times in a row, scored touchdowns. And they were gaining yardage, just wearing down on the smaller finesse team. And they kept doing the same thing because it was the best play they had. It was a best of. Well, we have one of those best ofs tonight, and we have October 3rd, 2020. We put out a show on the football history of October 3rd, and it's still pertinent today, and that's what we're going to hear right now. Here's a little glimpse of what happened in football history on October 3rd. The podcast contains a great story of a little-known head coach that turned around on almost half a dozen programs that had lost their way, and the very first time the two NFL teams faced each other in a real game. It's all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes from PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the podcast that's presented by Pigskin Dispatch. We are going to go over the football history headlines for the football day, October 3rd. Let's go right at it. October 3rd, 1920, it's the first official game between two American Professional Football Association teams, the APFA that later became the NFL, as the Columbus Panhandles play the Dayton Triangles in Triangle Park, Dayton, Ohio. The Triangles triumphed with a 14-0 win, with all the points being scored in the second half. Also, that same day, the Rock Island Independents put 21 points up against Muncie to score possibly the first points in NFL history, as the game started a little bit later on Central Time, but may have been scored before the 0-0 halftime score of Dayton versus Columbus earlier. Interesting, we don't know what time this game started, but it's been supposed that that may be the case. Then we go almost a half a century later, over a half a century, we go to October 3rd, 1989, and Art Shell becomes the Oakland Raiders' new head coach after being promoted through the organization for which he once played. The new position for the 42-year-old makes him become the very first African-American to be a head coach in the NFL. October 3rd, 1995, retired NFL running back O.J. Simpson is found not guilty of murdering his wife Nicole and friend Ronald Goldman. Then we go to 2004 on October 3rd, the New England Patriots win their 18th consecutive NFL, spanned over two seasons, games. The Patriots tripped up the Buffalo Bills 31-17 on Tom Brady's 298 yards passing and two touchdowns. Then 2008, October 3rd, we go to O.J. again. 13 years to the day he was found not guilty of the murder I mentioned earlier, the former NFL running back O.J. Simpson is found guilty of unrelated charges of kidnapping and armed robbery in a whole different decade. We hope right now, while you're taking this little break from our football history, that you'll hit the subscribe button on this podcast player, and also that you'll email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And now a couple words from one of my buddies at the sportshistorynetwork.com.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
Now we have that special time when we go over the birthdays of Hall of Famers and legends. And today our legend is a Hall of Famer, but he's a coach from the College Football Hall of Fame. And his birthday was on October 3rd, 1902. Lynn Pappy Waldorf was a coach that turned programs around and made them winners. The National Football Foundation shares his story with us and explains that Pappy started his coaching vocation at Oklahoma City, who prior to his arrival had only won one game in three seasons. Year one with Coach Waldorf, and the team had five W's. After year two, they notched up another eight wins. In 1928, he spent time as an assistant at Kansas, and then the next season, took the reins once more and coached Oklahoma State, who in 1928 sported a dismal 1-7. In 1929, through the 1935 campaigns with Pappy at the helm, and then later some other of his disciples, the team was 34 wins, 10 losses, and 7 ties, and had won all four Missouri Conference championships while Pappy was there, never losing to rival Oklahoma, I might add. 1934 season was a year on the move again for Coach Waldorf as he took over Kansas State University's program that had never won a championship. That same year, Pappy guided them to a Big Six title. The 1935 season, he went to Northwestern, and they sported a record of 4-3-1, but one of the wins was over a very talented Notre Dame team, and earned Pappy Waldorf the Coach of the Year award, the very first time the honor was ever handed out. The next season, the Wildcats won the Big Ten Conference. He left Northwestern after 12 brilliant seasons to the West Coast to coach at California University. Cal had never seen a winning season in 8 years, but again, in year one of Pappy on the job, they were 9-1 and the Pacific Coast Conference champs. That man had a knack for picking up programs, and the National Football Foundation recognized it and placed Pappy Waldorf into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1966. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.